there are guests in the new annex who'd give their eye teeth to stay in the Red Room. No, that won't be necessary. If I remember rightly, it has lovely views over the countryside. If I find myself spooked, then I'll tell myself I'm in the Lady Caroline room. No frisson went through Sarah as she entered the Red Room for the first time in 35 years. The hall had always lacked character. It was four square and plain, an expansive Victorian version of Georgian. The main rooms were all unadorned, high-ceilinged, and with large paned sash windows. The abstract art now on the white walls did not contribute to any kind of atmosphere. The furniture was modern and of good quality. Most guests would consider the room bright and comfortable. The hall had been renovated and converted into a hotel, she assumed, because it offered so much accommodation beyond the main reception rooms and seven bedrooms, what with the sculleries, washrooms, stables, etc. Permission had been granted for the development of an annex at the back, where a number of barns had once stood. Although Sarah could not remember the original buildings being quite as extensive as the replacements. Begbie Hall was convenient for the Norfolk Broads and not too distant from some tolerable main roads. Its history as a haunted house simply added the opportunity for the management to rent out a few more rooms to go.